Does ChatGPT finally have a competitor? That's what we're going to talk about in today's QuickCast episode.
These QuickCast episodes are designed so that you can dive right into the world of social media, what's happening right now, trends that are working, and strategies that we're seeing success with. Let's dive into today's episode.
Welcome back to this week's Rocky Mountain Marketing QuickCast episode. And Meta has joined the AI race. Yes, Meta has rolled out their own AI to compete with ChatGPT, and it's built right in to Facebook and Instagram, WhatsApp, Messenger, you name it. Why on earth does Meta want to do this? Well, if you want to hop back in the social media DeLorean with me and head on back for just a couple years, there was this time when NFTs and the metaverse were two very trending topics in the world. And all those, they're still around. NFTs are still around. Metaverse, Web3, all that is still happening. There was a bit of a Bitcoin or cryptocurrency drop in the market, so a lot of people have pulled out. But all that is still happening. That stuff is still important to pay attention to. But AI has really kind of taken center stage. And whenever there's a new tool, technology, anything like that, well, you got to know Mark Zuckerberg is paying attention. And so Mark Zuckerberg has rolled out his own version of ChatGPT. And again, it is built right in to the social media platforms that we are already using on a daily basis. You've probably seen that little kind of rainbow looking circle that is appearing at the top of your newsfeed on your mobile devices. This is an interesting play from Meta. So why would they do this? Well, they want you to spend more time on their apps. They want you to spend more time on their app. The more time that you're creating content or building imaginary photos with their, you know, image creator, the more data they get. So they want you to spend your time creating within their metaverse. Some of the cool tools of the new Meta AI feature is that it's built right in to the Facebook Messenger and WhatsApp ecosystem. So if you're trying to think of different ideas in the DMs, or if you are wondering, maybe I have a group chat, what would be a great question to post to the group? The AI assistant can help you based on the prompts that you put into it. And you might say, this sounds like it's just going to be too much work. Well, a lot of people are already using AI in Messenger. They're just copying and pasting from ChatGPT. There's also integrations through third-party tools where bots are having these conversations. I'm sure that a lot of you have gotten these weird DMs from people that don't necessarily follow you. And it's like, hey, I'd love to invite you to my mastermind. There's only 10 spots available and I have a limited ticket. Would you like one? That's not really the person sending that. That is actually a bot sending that. So there's already bots that are happening with AI in the WhatsApp and in Instagram and in the Facebook Messenger ecosystem already. This AI tool is designed to help you create different ideas to start conversations in the DMs. Another way that the AI tool is being used on is on Instagram. So you can find the AI in the search bar in the top left. And if you click that, it'll open it up in the Explore. If you don't have that, try typing in Meta AI and you can find more content that you want to see. We've been complaining about how the algorithm isn't showing us content that we want to see. Well, the AI feature on Instagram is designed to help you find new content that you would like to interact and engage with. And now for a quick break. You've heard me mention some of my favorite tools on Rocky Mountain Marketing in the past, and today I want to talk to you about PodMatch. PodMatch is the tool that you need if you're looking for more shows to guest on to elevate your brand authority, or if you're a podcast host yourself and you've been looking for the perfect guest, PodMatch is your solution. PodMatch matches guests and hosts through their system, and I've had a tremendous luck with them over the past 5 years. Check out PodMatch at joinpodmatch.com/Katie. All right, let's get back to the show.
Now, how can you use this Meta AI as a creator besides just in Messenger and trying to enhance your Instagram Explore feed? One of my favorite ways is to have it help you write a script for one of your reels. You can use it to help you craft an engaging caption. You can use it to help write a collaboration DM or email to somebody that maybe you've said, hey, you know what? I'd really like to collaborate with this brand or this influencer. It can help you craft that message. Another way that you can use it is by creating images. And I have a lot of fun with the Meta AI. Again, going back to the Colorado Avalanche, they're in the playoffs right now. And while being in the playoffs, very exciting, but sometimes there's good days and bad days. And when I'm watching a game, I'll play around with the Meta AI feature and create cool images of the Avalanche players, like wearing crowns and standing on top of the Rockies with a hockey stick instead of a staff, whatever I can dream up. And I'll create a lot of these images in the Meta AI studio. And sometimes I'll share them to different fan groups or anything like that. So you can create some of these images, maybe that you were using stock images before. Go ahead and just start messing around with prompts, and you can create some really cool images using the Meta AI Studio. You might not have actually seen this yet, and based on where you live is the reason why. So if you live in the United States or Canada, you should see this. If you live in New Zealand, Australia, some places in Africa, South Africa, like Zimbabwe, Uganda, Zambia, some places in Singapore. So it's rolling out, but not everyone has this feature just yet. The Meta AI Studio is, I think, is a lot of fun. It's designed for creators. So you can create images, you can write scripts, you can generate captions, you can create cool stickers. So on Instagram, you could create a sticker and add that sticker into your stories. Like I've been creating some fun stickers and adding them onto my Instagram stories just to see what would happen. So Instagram stickers are a pretty fun way as a creator to use it. You can change out your background. So they have an AI backdrop option. Maybe you don't like the background that you have in a photo and you want to change it. Instead of being an office, you could change it to being out by the sea. What else for creators? This is the cool thing with AI and then Meta as AI. Is that it was creator first. And if you are using the Meta AI features, think of it in a creative mindset. Again, not to replace you, but how can it help you create? Content creator, content entrepreneur, we have to be generating content. And if these tools are out there to help us and enhance the product and streamline our workflow, then start by just having fun with it. Like me generating crazy images of the Colorado Avalanche standing atop of a mountain. Start your AI creation journey on Meta just by having fun. And the more you learn and mess around with it, the sooner you'll be able to start implementing it for your business. And again, making more content so that you can be more efficient and focus on growing your business. Thanks so much for listening to this week's episode of Rocky Mountain Marketing. I hope you're leaving with valuable insights and the inspiration to lead your market. If you've enjoyed our time together and found today's podcast episode useful, I have a small favor to ask of you. Please hit that subscribe button to stay updated with the latest episodes. And if you know someone who could benefit from these episodes, maybe a fellow business leader or an aspiring entrepreneur, go ahead and share this episode with them. Let's spread the knowledge and grow together. Also, I'd love to hear from you and continue the conversation beyond the podcast. Visit me at katiebrinkley.com to connect, to find more resources, or just to share your journey. And be sure to pick up your copy of my new book, The Social Shift, at katiebrinkley.com/book. Thanks again for tuning in. I'm Katie Brinkley, and I can't wait to dive into more strategies and stories with you on the next episode of Rocky Mountain Marketing. Let's keep on taking your marketing to new heights.